Hello and welcome back to Builders Trust Podcast. I'm Patrick Clare, a field safety consultant for Builders Trust of New Mexico. Today's topic's going to be on workers' compensation, the basics. So let's get started. What is workers' compensation? Workers' compensation is an important tool for both employers and employees. It ensures an injured or ill worker may receive benefits without litigation. It helps protect a company from a lawsuit that could damage it financially. It is a no-fault system. Neither the employee or the employer must be found legally at fault for the insurance to pay out benefits. So what are some considerations to think about? While the general concept of workers' compensation is simple, it's challenging to describe how the specifics apply to any given case because situations differ. The unique nature of each injury or illness and the circumstances of the worker and their position can affect workers' compensation amounts and outcomes. Individual cases will often be more different than similar. Some factors include bodily injury location, injury severity, recovery duration, and potential work return. So, is workers' compensation required? Generally speaking, yes. All states except Texas and Wyoming mandate that businesses with employees have workers' compensation insurance. Companies operating in these states may still need workers' compensation insurance if they have employees working in other states. Is workers' compensation required by the state? Because workers' compensation is primarily regulated at the state level in the United States, we operate in a system where specific information about workers' compensation laws, benefits, requirements, and penalties for not purchasing workers' compensation insurance differ, often significantly, by state. In most states, companies can purchase workers' compensation insurance from any private insurer, subject to state requirements. How does workers' compensation work? Workers' compensation provides wage replacement and medical benefits if an employee becomes injured, ill, or disabled due to an incident or accident that happened in the course and scope of their employment. Benefits are paid after filing a claim, paid out by the workers' compensation plan, in exchange for payments made by the employer to the insurance provider. Workers' compensation helps simplify the process and limit legal battles. Key parts of workers' compensation are the benefits the worker receives, the type of policies available to the employer, and how the coverage is paid for. So what does the workers' compensation process look like? Glad you asked. While the broad outline of what happens after an incident is generally the same in most workers' compensation environments, remember that state by state and other differences can come into play. Here's a typical sequence of events. A construction worker accidentally drops a brick on a coworker's foot. While their company employs and encourages safety measures like requiring steel-toe shoes, the worker was injured and decides to start the workers' compensation process. Now, because the worker chooses to accept workers' compensation and is now on the path toward receiving medical benefits and/or wage replacement without litigation, this employee gives up the right to sue the employer for the injury in most cases. In return, the construction company can now work with its workers' compensation insurance carrier and other third-party professionals, such as healthcare workers, to help the worker receive the care needed to return to work in due time. Depending upon coverages and case details, the worker could receive benefits, including wage replacement and payments for medical care and rehabilitation. These are paid by the insurance plan and not the company. What's covered by workers' compensation insurance isn't always obvious because workplaces and work duties vary. Some incidences that may be covered by workers' compensation include an employee is injured while driving a company car for work. A remote worker sustains a job-related injury away from company property. A worker catches an illness while handling hazardous job-related materials off-site. Again, many variables apply. What is covered in one state jurisdiction may not be covered in another. Costs of workers' compensation. Well, the cost of workers' compensation also varies. Though it begins with a calculation, generally, insurance providers start with the base rate. For example, 30 cents per $100 in payroll. If a business pays an employee $40,000 in payroll, the starting premium for that employee would be $120. Base rates vary. Workers whose job tests make them less likely to become injured or ill on the job have lower rates per $100 in payroll. Each state uses a specific source for these ratings. The insurance provider then applies carefully researched rate factors, modifying the base rate. A factor greater than one raises the rate. A factor lower than one lowers the rate. The net rate is a rate for all factors multiplied together. So, how do we mitigate workers' compensation costs? We need to build a safety program. A successful safety program incorporating training, monitoring, reporting can also help reduce workers' compensation costs for the employers. Build a culture of safety. Organizations committed to safety, making it a priority at all levels without exception, can often reduce risk. And hire smart. Qualified employees generally have less risk of being involved in an on-the-job accident. And train effectively. Workers who know how to perform tasks and use equipment correctly can lower their risk of injury or illness. And then establish a return-to-work program. In our experience, the longer a worker is off the job, the less likely they'll return to their prior level of performance and job satisfaction. Alternative work can be an option in some situations. So how do workers' compensation claims work? Filing a claim for workers' compensation is often dissimilar to filing a claim for other types of insurance, such as insurance that covers property damage. Because workers' compensation insurance is carried by the employer and covers injuries and illnesses affecting the employee, the process for filing and managing a workers' compensation claim involves multiple parties. Number one, before a claim. Typically, an employer will train a supervisor to report injuries or illnesses that may be workers' compensation to the plan provider. We offer you resources to help you conduct this training. Reporting a claim. In the event of an accident or illness, once safety and proper medical attention are underway, the supervisor should help determine the appropriate course of action, complete an injury or illness report, and communicate with the employee about workers' compensation procedures. The company will then file this report with its workers' compensation carrier. Prompt reporting can help speed the results. Just keep that in mind. Sooner the better. Managing a claim, recovery, and return to work. communication between the supervisor, employee, carrier, and medical professionals will occur to ensure appropriate benefits and the affected employee's possible return to work timeline. So do employees get full pay while on workers' compensation? Well, workers' compensation does not pay a full salary. However, employees are entitled to a certain percentage of what would have been their regular gross wage. Amounts may differ, with minimums and maximums varying by state. Tax implications and company benefits may also affect benefit amounts. So can employees work while on workers' compensation? Well, the answer is yes. Employees can still work and receive pay or salary while receiving workers' compensation benefits for medical treatment, rehab, or disability. These benefits are independent of the employee's ability to work, meaning that even if an employee is about or is able to quickly return to their position, the costs for an initial hospital visit and ensuring medical treatment are still covered. So this question usually arises when people think of being on workers' compensation as receiving ongoing payments as a wage replacement benefit. It would be more accurate to ask if a worker could receive wage replacement through workers' compensation even if they continue to work. While it's much more common for an employee to receive wage replacement only to compensate for lost hours of work, it is possible in some states and under certain circumstances for a worker to receive wage replacement through workers' compensation while continuing to work. Can employees lose their job due to an injury? Any serious accident or illness can leave an employee physically unable to perform their job. Worker compensation cases shouldn't be treated any differently than situations where the injury or illness wasn't job-related. Additionally, it may not always be possible for workers to phase back into their original jobs over time, depending on the level of therapy or healing necessary. These scenarios may also lead to a loss of unemployment. No alternative role available, performance in a new role. It's important to note an employer can fire an employee for filing workers' compensation. Filing a workers' compensation claim is legal and protected, but companies in at-will employment states can fire employees while they receive workers' compensation benefits. And just so you know, New Mexico is an at-will state. Typically, being fired or let go will not prevent a worker from receiving workers' compensation benefits. Based on jurisdiction, a fired employee may receive workers' compensation wage loss benefits if their injury or illness led to job restrictions which were not accommodated by the employer. So what isn't covered by workers' compensation? Workers' compensation benefits won't cover the cost of medical treatment for injuries or accidents that occurred outside of work or for pain and suffering. State and federal laws and policies define work-related injuries. Incidents that may not be covered by workers' compensation include accidents or injuries that occur outside of the workplace or in non-work capacities, accidents or injuries that occur while an employee is intoxicated, accidents or injuries that are proven to have been caused by an intentional risky non-work activity at the workplace. The accident or injury didn't occur at work, and then when in doubt, always report. So regardless of whether you think an injury is covered by workers' compensation, you should still report it and let the process sort it out. Generally, if it's determined that a worker is injured while on the clock performing their job duty, workers' compensation can likely provide benefits from medical coverages to wage replacement or something else. So that's all we have for today. If you have any questions, you can always call us at 505-345-3477. You can visit us at our website at www.builderstrust.com. You can even download our app at the Apple or Google Play Store. And we're here to answer any questions that you may have. So thanks for listening today, and have a great day and be safe.